This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Our beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. الحمد لله. Night number 25, and subhanAllah, as we know, one of the odd nights. And we heard the surah إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. It is the only night or day where Allah, that comes once a year, and Allah dedicates an entire chapter for this special night. And we all know, and it's good for us to remind ourselves, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded himself and the Sahaba, that when the last 10 nights come in, that you exert yourself, that especially the odd nights. And there are only 3 odd nights left, 25, 27, and 29. Any one of those nights could be the night of decree, the night of power. And what happens on Laylatul Qadr? It begins by Allah saying that the whole Quran was revealed on the night of Laylatul Qadr. From himself, he made it known to his creation. And it's on that night that Jibreel began bringing it down. It is that night when, subhanAllah, Allah makes known all the matters. Allah decides the events of the year to come. And whoever catches that night. So in the Sama, there's a major event occurring. There's a major event where all the angels are being informed about their duties for the year to come. Can you imagine this? Like this amazing budget is happening, where the angels are coming and getting their orders and their commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the next year to come. The angel of death is getting his list of all the peoples whose arwah he will pull. The angel will bring the ruh of people that will be alive. The angel of rizq, all of it is occurring on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And once that decree is done, and once the angels have gotten their instructions, they then descend to the dunya. And the angels never come to the dunya without a reason. In fact, Jibreel alayhi salam, he only comes to the dunya for very, very important tasks. One of it is to deliver wahi to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That of course has ended. Yet he comes every single year on Laylatul Qadr. The Nazalul Malaika, all the angels, Waruh and Jibreel, comes down on Laylatul Qadr. They're not coming to deliver a message. So why are they coming? To be in the company of people worshipping. On this night, the only night in the year, it is holier to be on the dunya in the company of the people worshipping than in the samawat, subhanAllah. And whoever catches the night in ibadah, and they get the full reward, we know that 1,000 months, a lifetime of reward is given, and the Nabi says all your sins are forgiven. Both. So imagine, we spoke about the scales. The one side will be completely forgiven, zero sin, absolutely no sin. And on the other side, an entire lifetime of salah, an entire life of charity, an entire life of goodness. 3 nights. Just 3 nights. I know it's difficult, we have work. The best you can do is to stay up as much as you can to make salah. At the very least, if you need to sleep, sleep a little, but there should be no watching of anything. There shouldn't be any time wasting. Really focus everything. And imagine that this is the last. You never know if we'll get there next year. Allah grant us the best of Laylatul Qadr and the best of the rewards of what remains of Ramadan. I mean, there are questions about how do we know, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? And I mentioned that, you know, if we can't even know when is Eid in La Barang, don't try to wonder when is Laylatul Qadr. Just do your best and inshallah you will get there. But yes, there are certain signs. You'll find the night in some narrations will be tranquil. Salamun ya hatta matla'il fajr. Salam could mean that there will be peace, tranquility. Also meaning that night there is a general amnesty. Whoever wants to be saved from Jahannam happens on that night. And so it's not look too much. The best way to catch Laylatul Qadr is to make sure that you're making salah, give a little charity on the night, make dhikr, make dua, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we move on to our series on Qiyamah, and last night we concluded the part of Jahannam. And just before we enter the next part, some questions around who are the people that will enter Jahannam. And we said that if you read the ayat of the Quran, the number one reason why people enter Jahannam is because of disbelief. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask that man when he was in Jahannam, that would you give up everything that you had? Would you sell your parents, give all the wealth in the world to be exited from Jahannam? He'll say yes. And Allah will say, I didn't ask you for that. I only asked you for one thing. Really, really. To achieve Jannah, there is only one thing that he asks, which is not to commit shirk, not to disbelieve in him. To believe in him, to believe in his ayat, to believe in his Nabi, and to worship Allah alone and exclusively. If you do that, you are guaranteed, bi-idhnillah, you will go to Jannah. And then, of course, to avoid certain major sins. One of the sins to avoid, if you look at in the Quran, who are those that will enter Jahannam? The murderer. Allah subhanahu says, وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءُ, that he will go to Jahannam forever, the murderer. So, and the one who commits major sins. But if we do less than that, inshaAllah, then there's a lot of hope that we'll enter Jannah. There's a lot of hope that we'll avoid Jahannam. In fact, Allah subhanahu says in the last ayah of the fifth juz, a beautiful ayah, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ, Allah does not, and Allah will not punish you, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, that if you give thanks to Him and you believe in Him, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, that whoever is a believer and you are grateful to Him, He will not punish you. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ, do you know the ones who disbelieves in Allah? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ, they don't take care of the orphans, وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ, and they don't care about the hungry. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, and the one who makes salah but he's negligent in his salah. So these are the qualities of the people of Jahannam. They don't feed the hungry person and they don't care about the orphan, and their salah is either non-existent or very, very negligent. So these are the things that we work on. We also mentioned the hadith yesterday when Jahannam was asked, who are the people inside of you? It was the mutakabbirin, the proud, the arrogant, the ones that are vulgar and they hurt other people. So inshallah, avoid these qualities. And then inshallah, Jahannam will be haram for us, and may Allah protect us. Ameen, ameen. As we said, Ramadan, the doors of Jahannam are locked. The symbolism here is everyone has an opportunity to avoid Jahannam. And the doors of Jannah are open, meaning everybody can secure your plot, your palace in Jannah, it can be secured. Ameen. We now move on. On Qiyamah, we said that there are two outcomes. If the person's scale is deficient, or they committed shirk, then they will be cast into Jahannam, or they would fall into Jahannam via the Sirat. And we spoke about the people of Jahannam. And then those who cross over the Sirat, and they cross over the Kantara, now they are walking towards Jannah. And so we're going to talk about the people of Jannah, inshallah, tomorrow. But then there's a third category of people that Allah mentions in the Quran, the people of the A'raf. And they are an entire surah, the Surah Al-A'raf, the seventh surah, is dedicated about them. And there's not any hadith about them. So there's a very unique group of people. And so we recite the ayat, and we'll talk a little bit about who are these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first begins with the believers. Once they cross the Sirat, and we said they cross the Kantara, then Allah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ, then Allah says, before they enter Jannah, they basically will enter a, imagine this, and we'll talk about this tomorrow inshallah. Once you are about to, you see the gates of Jannah. Before you get there, there is a river. And everyone will be made to have a ghusl. You will have some kind of ghusl, and you will drink, and then you will be finally purified for Jannah. You will be now ready for Jannah. And Allah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ, we will remove from their chest, مِنْ غِلِّنْ, for any bitterness, any animosity, any negative feeling will be removed from them completely. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ النَّهَارِ, and now they're going to get the gardens under which rivers flows. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and they'll say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Can you imagine that moment, subhanAllah? You're about to enter Jannah. No more worries, no more concerns, no more stress, no more hardship. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. Thank you, Ya Allah, for guiding us to this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ. And we would not have reached this place if it wasn't for the guidance of Allah. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ, that the messengers came with the truth. Whatever was said, that we discussed in the masjid, all of it is true. The series that we spoke about, it's true. All of it is real. وَنَادُوا, that, and then it will be called to them. This is Jannah. So now the welcoming committee will say to them, Assalamu alaikum, this is Jannah, awraftumuha, that you have gotten, bima kuntum ta'alamun, because of all that hard work that you've done, all that salah, all that dhikr, all that long tarawih, those long boring bayans, you sat through it, alhamdulillah, now you've made it, you enter Jannah. Then, wanada ashabul, now there's going to be conversations between the people of Jannah and Jahannam. And Uncle Saim, he asked, you know, in the one hadith it mentions that Allah will tell the people of Jannah, go and look for people that you recognize to take them out. So he asked, won't people then burn? You know, the believers will go into Jahannam and they will take out their friends. Doesn't it mean they're going to get burned by Jahannam? No, there is going to be some kind of viewing. And subhanAllah, with screens that you can imagine, Allah will let the people of Jannah see into Jahannam and vice versa. So now, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ, the people of Jannah will be able to speak to the people of Jahannam, and they will say to them, أَنْقَدَ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدْنَا الرَّحْمَنُ حَقَّ, we found whatever Allah told us about Jannah to be true. All the things that Allah said is true. فَأَنْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدْتُ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ, did you find Jahannam to be true? So we didn't see inside thee, but is it as bad as we were told? قَالُوا نَعَمْ, the people of Jahannam say, yes it is. فأذن مؤذن, and then an announcement will make بينهم between the two, اللعنة الله على الظالمين, that the curse upon Allah is on those who were evil, those who did transgression. الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون, that may the curse, Allah says the curse, and the لعنة, what لعنة means is, the word لعنة actually it means a curse, but لعنة actually is someone cut off from the mercy, that they are deprived of the mercy of Allah. So the مؤذن, the angel is saying that Allah has removed his mercy from the people who they hindered others, they turned people away from worshipping Allah. وَيَبْغُونَ عِوَجًا, and they strove hard to make people commit sin, and they disbelieve in the Akhirah. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ, and then a barrier will be erected between Jannah and Jahannam. So a wall, a high mountain will be placed between Jannah and Jahannam. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ, and on this mountain, or on this elevation, رِجَالٌ, there will be people, there will be men on this mountain, men and women, people, يَعْرِفُونَ كُلٌّ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, they will be able to recognize both Jannah and Jahannam. So they will be between Jannah and Jahannam, and they will see inside, and they will be able to look at both parties. So they will see the people of Jannah having their fun and their parties and enjoying themselves, and they will be hoping to enter it. And they will see Jahannam, and they will see the people being punished in there, and they will be fearful, not knowing where we go there. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, so now the people of the Araf, so imagine this, Jannah and Jahannam, and there's a mountain in between, and there's people on top of the mountain. And now the people on the mountain are saying, they call out to the people of Jannah, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, سَلَام, سَلَام guys, سَلَام, لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ, they were greeting the people of Jannah, and they said, we hope, we wish so much we can join you, we are waiting to join you, وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ, they are hoping, but they don't know. وَإِذْ صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ, and then when they turn their view on the other side, تِلْقَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they look and they see inside Jahannam. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا, they make dua, لَا تَجْعَلْنَا الْكَوْمِ الظَّالِمِ, ya Allah, don't let us be amongst these people. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ, and now the people of the A'raf will speak to the people in Jahannam. They will call out to رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, they will see some people in the Araf will look into Jahannam, and they will see the mighty and the powerful people of the dunya, those people who committed the most worst of sins, but they were haughty and arrogant. They will ask them, was your money and your power, did it benefit you at all? Was there any benefit to your titles and your bank accounts and your armies? Was there any benefit to you? And what ma kuntum tastakbirun, and the arrogance that you had. And then Allah, this is Allah will say, أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمتي ادخلوا الجنة ولا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this group of the people are Araf. They were waiting so long to enter Jannah. Allah has mercy on them. ادخلوا الجنة. Allah will say to them, enter Jannah. لا خوف عليكم. Don't be scared anymore. ولا أنتم تحزنون. And you won't feel sad anymore. So the people of the Araf, and our ulama asked, who are these groups of people? Who are the people of the Araf? What did they do to get in the middle of Jannah and Jahannam? Some said their scales were equal. When on the balancing, it was equal. Neither too much on the sin, neither too much on the good. So they went on the Araf, and it is, as Christianity would call, purgatory. They're in between heaven and hell. Others had said that these are people who committed sins, and they were meant to go to Jahannam, so Allah pardoned them. But before they could enter Jannah, they had to pay a little bit by waiting outside Jannah. That was the punishment, that they will be waiting outside Jannah. And we make dua, subhanAllah, that if that is the case, and this is the most that we will experience, not entering Jannah, but just waiting outside of Jannah, and that will be the adab for the believer. Some have said it is also a person who had believed, but he committed so many sins against people. So they took all his good deeds. And so he didn't commit sins that would put him in Jahannam, but he didn't have any good deeds left to enter Jannah. So now he doesn't have enough to enter Jannah, so he must wait until Allah allows him to enter Jannah. So these are the Ashab al-A'raf. And the ayah continues, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, and now the people of Jahannam are going to speak to the people of Jannah. أَنْ أَفِيدُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ, so when that window opens, they'll say, please, send us some water. Just pour some water to us. Now imagine you in Jahannam, burning, roasting, starving, and you see people lounging around, the rivers flowing, you see all the bounties of Jannah. This is like an added punishment for them. And they will say, just send us some water. Give us a little bit of the water, oh mimma razakumullah, or a little bit of what Allah has fed you. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمُهَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, this is haram for you now. It will be announced that unfortunately for you people of Jahannam, this is haram for you, and then that window will close. We end up the side of Jahannam with a very, very beautiful hadith, and something which gives us a lot of hope. So we know that in Jahannam, people will enter Jahannam, and they will pay a price for the sins that they have done. And as time goes by, some people will be forgiven, and they will be exited from Jahannam. We spoke about how certain believers would intercede with Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and then they would be removed. And during, as time goes on, people will remember, oh, we remember Ahmad, where's Ahmad? And then they'll say, oh, we haven't seen him, then he's in Jahannam, Ya Allah, please remove him. And so, bit by bit, people will be removed. And out of Allah's mercy, first people that had no good deeds, but they didn't commit shirk, they would be removed from Jahannam, bit by bit. And so,
the one hope that the people of Jahannam would have is they would still see the doors opening up. Everyone's looking at the debate now. The one hope the people of Jahannam would have is they would see the doors of Jahannam opening up every now and then, and a group being let loose, let free. And then the Nabi speaks about the last man to be exited from Jahannam. So this is the worst of the worst. You know, if he's the last person to come out of Jahannam, he really, really was bad. He really was bad. Because before him, there were people that did no good deeds, but they only had an atom's weight of iman in their heart, and they got out. So this man is even less than them. He's the last of them to come out. The last person to enter Jannah will be a man, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now, imagine he's being punished in the fire, and then the doors open and says, Miss Prisoner 300 and whatever, the doors you are allowed to leave. And he stands up out of the fire, and he can't even walk, he stumbles and he falls back in the fire, and he basically burns, and then he crawls outside of Jahannam. And once he gets past it, he will turn around and face it, saying, he will now look at Jahannam, and he says, glory be to Allah who saved me from you, who saved me from you, O Jahannam. Allah has given me something that he has not given to the first or the last. He's going to say, Ya Allah, after such a life that I've lived, and Allah still forgave me, he will feel so much shukr. But he has no good deeds, so he can't enter Jannah, but he's out of Jahannam. So now he will stand outside Jahannam and say, Alhamdulillah, I'm just happy to be outside of it. And he will stand by Jahannam. Then with time would go, long period of time would go, and a tree would grow. And he would ask Allah, oh Allah, you will make dua, Ya Allah, please, can I stand under that tree so I can get from the shade and shelter it? Now remember who this guy is. This was someone that didn't make salah, who didn't do any good deeds, who might have hurt people, might have been a murderer, might have been a mass murderer, whatever he was, for him to be of the last people to leave Jahannam. And he still has the audacity to make dua. So he says, Ya Allah, please, let me just stand under the tree, Ya Allah, under the shade. So Allah will respond to him and says, oh son of Adam, perhaps if I give you this, then you're not going to ask me for anything afterwards. I don't want to hear anything from you anymore. I'll give you this, but don't ask me anything. And he says, Wallahi, I promise you, Ya Allah, no, this is all I want. I just want to stand under the tree so that I can avoid the heat of Jahannam. And he will promise that he will not ask Allah for anything else. And his Lord will excuse him. And Allah will say, okay, you are impatient. You saw something that you like and you can't resist it. So you saw it and you want it, so I'm going to give it to you. So he will be brought near to it. And he will sit under the shade of that tree, and there will be water there, and he will drink, alhamdulillah for him. Then with time will go by, and a further tree, a better one, will sprout and grow in the distance. And he will wait, and he will wait, and he can't resist anymore. And then he says, Ya Allah, it's me again. Ya Allah, can I please just move me to that tree? And Allah will say, he will say, oh my Lord, bring me closer to this tree, so that I can drink from its water and shelter in its shade. And I promise you, and he really anticipates it, I won't ask you for anything else after this. So Allah will say, oh son of Adam, did you not promise me already that you're not going to ask me for anything else? You didn't deserve to exit Jahannam, but I let you out. Now you want more than this. Perhaps if I give you this now if I give you this tree, you're not going to ask me. I said, Wallahi, Ya Allah, I promise, I swear, I'm never going to ask you anything again. And so Allah will say, okay, you saw something you can't resist, I will give you that. And so he will stand by that tree and he will enjoy himself. And so on, another tree and another tree. And each time he will say, I swear, Ya Allah, this is the last one. Until he reaches a tree just outside Jannah. He will now stand just outside Jannah under a tree, and he will get to hear what's inside. And now he's standing outside Jannah and he's hearing the laughter. He's hearing the play. He's hearing the party. He's hearing the joy. And he's sitting outside under his tree. He knows he doesn't have any invitation to Jannah. So he says, oh Allah, please let me go to Jannah. Oh Allah, please. I know I did no good deeds. I have nothing to go for me except that I'm asking you. And Allah will say, oh son of Adam, what will make you stop asking? When are you going to stop? So then Allah says, will you only be happy? Will you finally be satisfied if I gave you the whole universe that you lived? And more than that. So the man says, now, and this is where it's sunnah to laugh. The man now says, oh Allah, you are the Lord of the universe. Why are you making fun of me, Ya Allah? You could have just said no. You know, why are you being like sarcastic with me? Like, do you want the universe? Is that what you want? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will laugh, and it's sunnah. The Prophet said it's, he laughs because Allah laughs at this man. And Allah says, I'm not actually being sarcastic. It's not a rhetorical question. I'm genuinely saying to you, if I were to give you a Jannah 10 times bigger than the universe that you lived, would that make you finally happy? And he says, subhanAllah, really? And then Allah will open the doors of Jannah, and he will enter it, and Allah says, whatever you see in there is yours, and it will be greater than this universe by 10 times. And that, subhanAllah, is what the least person of Jannah gets. The worst of the worst. The man who spent eons in Jahannam. The man who didn't have any good deeds. Now what about the man who fasted? The sister who made salah? The person who fed the poor? Who made tahajjud? Who cried before Allah? Who made the khatams? What do you think is for them? May Allah grant us to be amongst them. And so inshallah we'll talk about them tomorrow, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from Jahannam and enter Jannah for those. Ameen. A reminder that Laylat Salatul Layl, 10 o'clock this evening. Also just a reminder of the Eidgah. So, alhamdulillah, we'll have a mass Eid, bi-idhnillah, on Saturday or Sunday, whichever day it might be. And we invite everyone to join. It's sunnah for us to have a mass Eid, so it'll be in Wellesley. And we're proud to be part of it, inshallah. More details to follow. And then, of course, anyone who still need to pay their fitrah, you have to pay your fitrah, inshallah, before that time. So your fitrah is 73 rand per person. And the maharajan, for anyone who would like to cook a pot of food, what a wonderful way of beginning the day of Eid by feeding hungry people. We have our questions quickly. So we asked, what are the angels of Jahannam, the elite angels, the 19 of Jahannam, the squad of Jahannam, what is their name? They are called the Zabaniyah. Surah Al-Alaq, Allah mentions them. So now it's Zabaniyah. We'll call the Zabaniyah for them. Muhammad Salih Salih? Hey? You want to read? Okay, if you don't want to, no problem. Yasin Jasin. Oh, yes, mashallah. Okay. I don't see any ladies. Where's the sisters? Sorry, guys, just one off. We can't not have a sister. Someone wrote a long story at the back of this. Layla Solomons. Yes, sir. Okay, mashallah. Sister Layla, jazakallah khair. And then tonight's question. What is the elevation? So the place that these people stand on, what is it called between Jannah and Jahannam? Is it the Sirat? Is it the Qiyam? Is it the Kubri? Or is it the Araf? What is the elevation, inshallah? What tribal number?
45.
Number 45. Is there a number? Oh, mashallah, there we go. Jazakallah khair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum.